a few years ago now. And I'm just using that as a bit of an intro to this next story, because maybe it is a dream for some people to go on a superliner like Ovation of the Seas, which is currently in Australian waters for a summer down under. But then it's going to cruise off to Alaska in 2019, and it may not return to Australia the following summer. And this was something that Veronica Matheson found out, because she interviewed the master of Ovation of the Seas, Captain Henrik Loy, just to ask him what's happening with the schedule for this particular ship, which is pretty popular. It's the one with the bumper cars on it. And so she's found out what the ship's future itineraries are going to be.
Welcome, Captain Henrik.
Now, I understand that Ovation of the Seas may not be staying in Australia after 2019, and you're off to Alaska. Is this a surprise for everyone?
We are leaving in 2019, after the season has ended in Australia. We head for Alaska, which is fabulous. I've done six full seasons there before, and it's beautiful, and we're very excited about that. And I'd say this ship is perfect for the Alaskan itinerary, so we're really looking forward to that. What happens after the first Alaska season? Who knows? I don't know, certainly. But I would personally hope that we went back to Australia. You know, that's an ideal sort of 12-month cycle to spend half the year in Alaska and the other half in the Australian New Zealand waters, and this ship is, again, is perfect for both those regions. So, fingers crossed. As it stands right now, we don't really know what's going to happen after the Alaska season.
So. Well, Australians love Ovation of the Seas. I mean, last season there were so many thousands who turned up to actually look at that ship, even though they weren't going on board. I expect you'll get the same response this summer.
For us who work on board, it's so amazing when there's so much passion in the ports of call. And you don't always see that, you know, it's not the norm necessarily. But in Australia and New Zealand, we really felt that passion and the warmth from the community there in the morning, even at sunrise at 6:30 in the morning. Thousands of people at the edge of the water and on the hills, wood flags and picnics and really just cheering as we come into the port. That is quite something.
Ovation of the Sea will be celebrating its second birthday very soon, and you've been with it all along the way, and you even call it your billion-dollar baby. Why is that?
Well, it's when you've been part of something from the very beginning, you will be more attached to it, I suppose. It's called a bonding experience. It's hard work to start up a cruise ship and to be there from the construction and building and then giving it life and taking it into service and embark on the inaugural season like we did and travel all around the world as we have done.
It must be such an honour, though, to be chosen to be captain of a ship of this size. I mean, it's one of the largest in the world, isn't it?
It is. It's a great honour. I'm very proud. I have to pinch myself every day, I believe. Largest cruise ship ever to sail on the Southern Hemisphere, so we can say that we're the largest ship, at least in half of the world.
So tell me a little bit about Ovation of the Sea. I mean, how would you describe her?
Oh, she's incredible. She's, of course, very large, but also incredibly innovative. There's so much technology on here. She's one of the greenest ships in the world as far as environmental protection or energy conservation. She's the most stable ship I've ever been on. So and it's an all-weather ship as well, which is good when you're traveling all over the world like we are. So the largest indoor activity areas on the high seas, and this means a lot. Even on a day with a bit gloomy weather, you still have a great time. I could go on and on, but I say those are the highlights and some features that just proves that the company's always pushing the boundaries, things, new features that people never imagined on a ship. North Star, for instance, an observation capsule almost 100 metres above sea level. And iFly, I mean, who would have thought you should go skydiving simulation on the ship while it's moving across the ocean? I'm proud to be part of such innovation, and it's incredible.
And I see on the bridge you've got so many consoles and digital readings and computers.
We very much still maintain this traditional ways of navigation. So hand in hand with technology, hand in hand with new innovative tools. It's a very impressive operation at this time. When you really merge the human and the technology aspects, it's quite amazing what you can do.
Now, you're a Norwegian. Norway seems to be the place that so many captains come from. Why is that?
We're the Vikings, first of all, I suppose. It's in our blood. We're a seafaring nation as far as probably thousands of years. We have long traditions. We have a good connection with Royal Caribbean. There was three Norwegian ship owners that started Royal Caribbean back in the late 60s. And also, we've had a strong influence directly with the company ever since. So.
And did you grow up wanting to go to sea?
I did, yeah. I did grow up in the busiest cruise port in Northern Europe, my hometown of Bergen, which is the gateway to the beautiful fjords of the west coast of Norway.
Oh, that's a fabulous region.
Yeah, so being part of that and to watch the ships come and go literally every day of the summer, and to be able to go into the harbour and see them up close definitely made an impact. And I knew I wanted to be on those in the future, yes.
So you went to sea straight away as soon as you left school?
Straight away, yeah. I was always on boats and you know, I was always on the seas even before going to school. But yes, I've never had a job on land in my life. So here we are. I chose quite soon at an early age, and I just went for it. And I was hired by Royal Caribbean 6 days after my final exam, and here, 20 years later.
Wow. And you're very young to be a captain of such a large ship. I mean, when did you first become a captain, and which ship were you on?
I first was made master on the Explorer Seas. That's 7 years ago now, in 2010. And we sailed out of New Jersey in the North Atlantic. It was exceptionally... it was a great experience there on Explorer Seas. I was there for nearly 4 years, and then I moved on to the Independence of the Seas. This is the Freedom class, beautiful ship as well. On that ship, I had the opportunity to sail into Norway, into the fjords, which was one of the highlights, of course. And then I was sent here to the Ocean of the Seas in just about 2 years ago. So that's, 7 years as a captain now.
Tell me about the ups and downs of being a captain.
Well, there's always challenges, of which I'm trained for, so I sort of thrive on these challenges as well. But I have to be 6,500 people. First of all, to make everybody happy all the time, crew and guests, it's an enormous task. There is so much to be considered, and there's so much unexpected things that can happen. So it's just to always be prepared for anything, and to maintain that vigilance, and to be just on top of the game all the time. It's quite challenging.
And I guess a lot of the passengers want to be meeting you all the time, do they?
Oh, they do. And I want to meet them because obviously I cannot meet 5,000 guests face-to-face within the space of one sailing. But we have many ways. I have appearances on TV. I make my public addresses. We have functions where we meet the guests and interact, of course, also walk around and small talk. I quite enjoy that when I have the time.
What about at home? How often do you get home to see your family?
Every 2 months. 2 months on board and 2 months at home. That's the structure. That's how we work. So each ship has two captains. So one is always off on rest and one is on board. And then we relieve each other every 10 weeks, approximately.
Oh, you certainly need that break.
Yeah, it's very intense. It's very intense. I'm always on call, so it's a big responsibility. After 10 weeks, I'm good and ready for some downtime. Yes.
And your family at home, do you have a wife, children?
Yes, wife and children. We were settled in the UK. That's where my wife's from. And beautiful setting there in the countryside. So quite a contrast to the busy life on board.
Well, that was Captain Henrik Loy of Ovation of the Seas talking about the cruise ship's move to Alaska in 2019. The ship's the sixth largest in the world and part of Royal Caribbean's 25 international cruise fleet.